This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at Galesburg High School talking about a new initiative that the district is starting and is based in part here at Galesburg High School that might essentially help students in who may be affected in the home by cases of abuse or other situations. It's called Handle with Care, and I'm pleased to talk about that with Jeff Houston, the principal of Galesburg High School, and Robert Schwartz, the security director for District 205. Jeff, I'll start with you first. Thanks again for your time. Before I get into this, how are things at the high school these days?
Oh, we're plugging along. Before the end of the year comes, we're going to be trying to not have any more snow days here and try to get to the end of the year, get these seniors graduated.
Well, you almost had one today, but then the weather just kept not knowing what it was going to do, I think.
Absolutely. I got up this morning and drove to work and thought to myself, okay, well, we dodged another one.
But then Dr. Asplund gave everybody 2 days off in March anyway, so, you know, you'll use those snow days whether you want to or not, right?
I will use them. I just wish it was nice enough to play golf. It's not going to be nice enough to play golf, so.
I hear that. Talk about this program called Handle with Care. This was something that was actually started by another entity, correct?
Absolutely. In all honesty, I've got to give my wife all the credit. She's seen it on Activate News and kind of shared the idea with me. And so then I brought it back to Mr. Schwartz and said, you know, how can we get this done? And to his credit, he's made all the contacts. And we just think it's going to be a great service for our kids, you know, trying to understand some of the things that are happening out in the community and trying to bridge that support for our kids when they hit our school, making the right contacts and getting the right people in their lives might keep their learning going and also help them in a lot of ways.
You know, that's important that you say that because I think maybe there have been times in the past where you've been so focused on making sure that kids were in class and trying to learn that maybe you weren't looking at some of the root causes of why they're not doing so well.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, we don't ever try to dare to know what's going on when the kids leave here at night. And all I know is that, you know, we want to make sure that we're reaching the kids that need the help. And it's a win-win. And you always go with win-wins because if it's healthy for our kids here, it makes our community more healthy as well. So that supported effort between us and our community partners, local law enforcement and others, will help strengthen our community.
Bob, this deals with issues that I imagine that you probably dealt with in your time on the police force, but maybe in this case in sort of a different way, right?
Absolutely, and it's really simple. You know, we get an email from a police commander or a patrolman or whoever sends it, and we take the action there, and we get the resources going in the right direction right away. So it's almost an immediate response that if a kid comes here and has a, you know, an issue, we probably already know that, you know, what happened in, you know, the previous night or the day before. And so it happens real fast. And you know, if a kid comes here and he just doesn't have a good day, we already know why.
I should mention that, or maybe to be more specific, even though I think I mentioned this earlier, this can basically what range from anything from domestic situations to other things that go on in the home, right?
Absolutely. Anytime a student in District 205 has, I guess, you know, a police contact, could be a domestic in the home, could be, you know, just a witness to a crime or a witness to a traumatic event, we put Handle and Care in motion and go from there.
So then, Jeff, how does it work from there? Once I imagine it kind of relies on you and the police to have maybe closer contact than you already had, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we do, just like the police would do, is try to get the resources around the student and make sure that somebody is talking with that student, knowing what resources are available to them. That could be anything from a dean to a counselor to just a teacher, you know, just a check-in and a wellness check on those kids and just somebody for them to lean on during a tough time. I mean, like Officer Schwartz said there, sorry, that's old habit. He's not an officer anymore. Mr. Schwartz said that, you know, it could be anything from a, you know, a fire in a home to a multitude of things. So it's just actually creating connections for kids, making sure that somebody's getting to that kid and checking on their health and wellness.
Do they end up being comfortable talking with you or a counselor or something like that when you go up to them and maybe ask something as simple as, are you okay?
Well, if we do our work on this end, we're going to find a person that knows that student one way or another. As I said, most counselors have a pretty good relationship with their students. We might know that there's a teacher that's been a real active participant in their lives and can have an impact on helping that person. It could be a dean. It could be an administrator. There's just, you know, we want to create a community here, a caring community in our school, and make sure that the students know that this is a safe place for them.
Bob, can it go the other way where you might end up talking to a student about a situation that may require police to go to a home versus the other way around where police have already been to the home?
This program is not designed to do that. We do have the school resource officer here, so, I mean, he would make those decisions or any contact with the police would make those decisions. We are just – Handle with Care is just we need to get the resources that are going to help the kids to the kids as soon as we can.
Are there situations, is it something where you talk to a kid about something that's gone on, and can it be used in a police investigation, or how does that end of it work?
Again, that's really not what we're doing here. We're just trying to help the kids out and get them, you know, counselors or teachers or administrators, whoever, you know, knows this kid. You know, make sure they're okay, make sure their day is going to go good, and they're going to, you know, continue to be out here and learn.
And, Jeff, in terms of those resources, it strikes me that the last number of years, that sort of the availability of those resources has sort of increased in the district from mental health to other related things, right?
Absolutely. You know, we just got done with some professional development for trauma-informed help. We've put a lot of things in place. Like you said, the mental health counselor we have here at the high school. We're just trying to build tiered levels of support around our school and our district. And, you know, even the community partnerships that we have, you know, just being able to call our health center or other people that just community partners and make sure that the kids know what's available to them.
Bob, I guess in situations where even – you know, where the police are involved, that can be a pretty scary situation for a younger person, let alone whatever situation is going on between parents or others in the home, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you just never know how a student or a child is going to react to something that happened that they've seen or been involved in. So, again, that's the key to this, is just to make sure that student – you know, gets maybe a little extra help. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it is just, hey, are you okay today? And, you know, just, again, get the resources to the right places at the right time is what this is about.
Jeff, have you had to implement this already?
Yeah, I mean, we've had several reports that we've acted on, and that's the good thing about it. There's a little bit of confidentiality in that process. And, you know, once it goes to a counselor, then there's the outreach work that starts from there to make sure that teachers might be notified that there might be something going on in this kid, and their behavior might be a little different. You know, they might be a little bit more withdrawn. They might act out a little bit more. And so it just gives us a sense of understanding, and that way we can give the support where we need to.
Give me a sense then from your perspective, since you've had to implement it already, of how it's worked. Bob, is it something that you're kind of maybe fine-tuning as you've had to use this already?
We've been up and going like 2 weeks maybe now, and we've had four incidences where we've had Handle with Care emails. Basically, the officers at Knox County and Galesburg PD will just email me the name of the student, their age, and then I will contact the school. If it's not this school, then we make sure that the services are in place and that the people are aware of it. So we really don't give a whole heck of a lot of information why the trauma is there unless they absolutely need it. And then through the agreement between the Sheriff's Department, the Galesburg Police Department in District 205, we can get that information if it's absolutely needed in every specific incident.
And how does it work? Do you usually, you have to pull a student out of class to talk to them? Do imagine, are there cases where they come to you? Does it go both ways there or something else?
It has gone both ways. One student kind of confided in me and referred that student to some counseling. And then a couple of the other ones are students from other schools. So you contact the principal or the outreach worker and let them handle it from that point because they have a better knowledge of the student and how that student might be acting on that particular day.
And, Jeff, any perspective on whether or not this is maybe helping kids in the classroom and, in the learning environment and that type of thing?
I don't know. If it's just helping one kid, then we're doing it, and it's worth it. We can't say enough about the partnership we have with local law enforcement agencies. And this, like I said earlier, this strengthens our community. And we have kids who come with a lot of need, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of all the individuals across the board that come into our school building each and every day and make sure that they have a meaningful experience to a point where they feel welcome and this is a safe place, and then they want to return the next day.
But gosh, Bob, now you have to go back talking to your old coworkers again.
the connection has helped. Russ Idle, the new chief, has been incredibly supportive. Stephanie Cromine, the third shift lieutenant, incredibly supportive. John Kennedy from the county department has been, he's the one. Those are my contacts down there that generally review everything the night before and make sure that I get the information that I need. So, yeah, old contacts work out good.
Very good. Jeff, anything else you want to add before we run out of time about Handle With Care?
No, we just appreciate the positive news story that we've got going on here. And, as I said before, we are always looking for ways to strengthen our community resources just for the wellness of our community and our school and our children.
I just got to ask on a completely unrelated note, Jeff, now that I'm sitting here in the high school for the first time in a while, is this the possibility of this structure changing as more grades are added and things like that? Does that make you nervous, especially given that we're almost right around the corner from that beginning to happen?
Well, I'll just say that I'm looking ahead to some retirement, so I might be involved in some of that. I may not be involved in too much of it moving forward, depending on when these things actually get implemented and started here at the high school. But I will tell you that I'm excited about the changes that are coming. This building, I'm not sure much has been done to this building since it was, put up. Just small things even, like this is such an old building, we can't even handle the technology. We don't have enough outlets in each room. I mean, that's just, you get down to those simple things like that. And I think the advancement in 21st century learning is going to be, just something that is going to have an energy to the building. And I think it's long overdue.
Do you get a lot of concern from parents about some of the younger grades eventually coming into this building, the almost junior high age kids?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, I think that learning exchange could be a positive. It depends on what you want to look at. For kids who want to advance their learning, they'll have the opportunity to do so. That's why I have Mr. Schwartz in the building as well. Those problems are something that we'll be addressing in the remodel of our high school, and those are concerns that we are listening to, and we want to make sure that we've created a plan in this building on how to address those.
Occurred to me that we had never really talked to you about it versus all the time we spent talking with Dr. Asplund about it. So figure I'd pick your brain while you were right in front of me here, and I won't let you leave. Jeff Houston, principal of Galesburg High School, and Robert Schwartz, security director for District 205. Again, this Handle With Care initiative, it sounds like it's going to do great things for helping our students and helping improve our community. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Stay tuned. I will rush as fast as I can back downtown, and we'll get to more of Galesburg's Evening News next on WGIL.